shouldn't have had you sit down, because we're going to do some stretching. So that kind of feet. First things first, we're just going to take a nice stretch up to the ceiling, stretch out those arms and the back. Oh, that's good. Oh, it feels good. And then we're going to go to the side. And when you're doing stretching, like I was saying, singing is very much an athletic sort of thing, regardless of what people will tell you. And when you look at opera singers and stuff like that, sometimes it's hard to believe. But it is very much, you have to have your entire body engaged. So that's why stretching is important, just to kind of loosen all of that up.
Arm over your ears so you don't hurt yourself.
Yes, good idea. And then let's go down and just kind of hang there. This is a ragdoll stretch, so you just kind of let yourself, oh, that's one of my favorites. You'll burn along the back of your legs. Now, I'm going to snap and count to 10. By the time that I count to 10, I want you to be up in singing posture, okay? And do it slowly and roll up so that you feel each vertebrae, basically each vertebrae stacking on top of each other, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That looked lovely. Good. From what I can see. Now, let's do some shoulder rolls. As singers, we carry lots of tension in our shoulders. At least I know. Let's go forward. That's a hard one for my middle schoolers to do. It's very entertaining to watch them try to roll their shoulders forward. And then let's stretch across with our arms. Snap, crackle, pop.
It's a yoga class.
Yeah. And then we're going to roll our neck. When you roll your neck, make sure that you do so nice and gently, because it's a very delicate part of your body. Yeah, I'm popping all over the place. That's gross. Switch. All right, a little relaxed right there. Okay.